Welcome to the People Powered Business Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lee Billett. If you employ staff, engage contractors, or rely on people to help deliver your products or services, you're in the right place. Join us each week as we dive in to uncover what makes people tick, learn the best strategies and tactics to build an amazing team, and most importantly, discover how you, the business owner or leader, can unleash the power of your people to help create the successful business you deserve. Let's get started. Hello, welcome to episode number 18 of the People Powered Business Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Christy Lee, and thank you for joining me here on the show today. For those new to the podcast, welcome. If this is your first ever episode, thanks for joining us. I'm really, really excited to have you here. And for those returning listeners, I appreciate you returning to the program. Thanks for joining me. The People Powered Business Podcast is here with you each and every week, talking all things HR for small to medium-sized businesses and for those who lead teams within organizations. Today, we are talking about tackling tough conversations. And what do I mean by that? Well, let me ask you this question. Do you love conflict? I didn't think so. Did you get into business to have conflict with staff and have to have difficult, awkward, tricky conversations from time to time? I doubt it very much. Yet, as a business owner, as a leader of teams, I can almost guarantee that you have, at some point, whether you've wanted to or not, needed to have a difficult conversation with one of your employees. And I'd love to ask you how many times you've simply avoided someone or something because you didn't want to have that conflict. You didn't want to have that difficult conversation that you knew was going to be awkward and tough to go through. I know I've been guilty of it many a times, and it's something that you, if you're going to lead teams and have staff, you simply can't avoid from time to time. It's certainly not something you want to be doing often, but tough conversations need to be had. Let me tell you a little story about a scenario that I've come across in my previous work with one of my business clients. I was working with an employer who got to a situation with an employee that it was so bad, this employer would avoid going into the office on the days that that employee was in. They owned the business, it was their business, but the situation had gotten so out of control that this particular employer, the owner of the business, actually worked elsewhere in order to avoid having a conversation with one particular employee. Now, how does it get that bad? The reason it can get that bad is when you avoid having the conversation up front. So in this particular case, what had happened is the employer felt uncomfortable, knew it was going to be an awkward conversation, knew this particular employee could tend to get a little bit defensive when things didn't go their way. And the employer didn't know how to deal with that defensiveness. They didn't know what to do with it, how to counteract it, how to manage it, and how to get an outcome that was good for them and good for the business. So they avoided the conversation. They avoided the conversation, and what happened from there was that the relationship deteriorated so badly that effectively it couldn't be resolved. So it snowballed. It was months and months and months of this conversation being avoided. And you know what ends up happening when you avoid these conversations? And this employer found themselves in this situation. Tiny things that were once insignificant started to drive them mental. This poor employee could not do the right thing about anything. It wasn't just about the issue at hand. It became about everything that they did and how they did it. The tiniest little indiscretions that would usually not have been a big deal and probably wouldn't have been a big deal if someone else in the business was doing the same thing, they started to really grate on them, and everything that they did became a frustration for the employer. And this particular employee, because of their defensive nature, sensed this challenge, and they were getting defensive, they were pushing boundaries, they were pushing barriers. The power struggle was real. What ended up happening? Nothing, effectively. It got to the point that the relationship had deteriorated so badly that until the employment relationship came to an end for other reasons, the situation never got dealt with. And that's ridiculous. It absolutely does not need to come to that. It's your business. As a business owner, you should not be afraid to be going into your office in order to avoid having a conversation with one particular employee. I know it's uncomfortable, I get it, and I've been there. But putting these conversations off is not going to help. Things are not going to just improve out of the blue if this employee does not know that they're doing anything wrong. Tough conversations have to come up sometimes in business. The emotions have to be bedded down, and the conversation needs to happen in a calm and factual way that mean that you can say what you need to say at a time that you need to say it, and in a way that's going to result in a positive outcome for you, for the business, and the employee. So, how can we have these tough discussions? Well, today I'm going to walk you through my 5 top tips to having these difficult conversations, to tackling them head on, and to coming up with an outcome that is best for everyone. So let's dive into my top tips for having tough talks at work. Now, there are many, many suggestions and advice and frameworks out there. I've really distilled it down for you here today because I didn't want to make it too complicated or too burdensome. I wanted these to be 5 really practical tips that you could implement straight away if you're sitting there listening to this podcast on the way into the office or knowing that you're about to head into work and need to have this conversation with someone and you've been avoiding it. These are some tactics I want you to be able to take with you and use straight away. So they're not meant to be difficult or burdensome, and I can unfortunately tell you it's not going to make the conversation necessarily easy either. It is still going to be difficult, but it's time to take control and get it done. So the first tip I have for you is that you are going to need to be courageous. It's true. This is not an easy conversation. There's potentially some nerves, possibly butterflies in your belly, possibly just a sense of I want to run in the other direction. That's instinct. It's what we're going to do. But this is where you need to have the courage to lead. No one said business, management, or leadership is all unicorns and rainbows or beers and Skittles. It's part of what you've signed up for. Managing people is part of what you signed up for in running a business. And I want you to remember this. This is your business and or this is your team. It's your responsibility for the rest of the team to get this situation sorted. It's also your responsibility to you as the business owner and to the business that you've built not to let anyone derail what you're striving to achieve. So it's time to pucker up and get ready and just tap into that courage. I know it's not simple, but being courageous is the first step in getting this done. So my number one tip is be brave, be courageous. Number two, and this is pretty obvious, but when we get wound up and we get tense about something, it sometimes slips our mind. Be really careful to pick the right time and the right place to have this conversation. If you let things really build up and bubble up inside you, this is something that might get spurted out in the kitchen while you're both making a coffee, and that is not where you need to have this conversation. This is a conversation for a quiet space, a confidential place where others can't hear and where you can have a private conversation with this individual. And I think the other thing that's important here is you both need to know what you're walking into. Don't walk over to the employee and say, I need to talk to you right now, when they're completely blindsided in the middle of something and don't know what they're walking into. Because when you start the conversation, they will be very quick on the defensive. So I would always suggest saying earlier on, I'd love to have a chat to you today about a few things. Can we meet at 2? Or organize something slightly ahead of time so that they're somewhat psychologically prepared for a meeting that they're walking into with their manager. Pick a time of day as well that you know you're going to be able to remain calm and where things for them aren't ordinarily chaotic. If you need to have a conversation with someone that's responsible for the deliveries leaving the warehouse by 3 p.m, do not schedule this meeting for 2 o'clock. Schedule it at 4 or first thing in the morning, not around their busiest time of day or month. Certainly don't do this at month end for an accounting person, for example. So pick a time when you know that they're not completely under the pump so that they can be present in the meeting with you. Also pick a time where you know for you, you're not going to be under the pump. Pick a time where you know that you can manage to spend the time and be really present in the meeting. Now, in terms of having a confidential meeting space, that is really important. The only caveat I would give to that is that if this is a meeting that is quite serious about performance and potentially is dealing with the ongoing nature of the person's employment, so part of a performance management or warning process, then that's a different story. You may need to have a witness involved in the conversation, and the employee may also want to have their own support person there. But aside from that, it really should just be the people that are involved and no one additional. You want to keep this really confidential so that they don't feel that you're telling the world about what's going on as well. If you know this employee is partial to a coffee, perhaps arrange this to be had over a coffee somewhere you know that you can get their barriers down and have them in their most calm and present state. So tip number two is to pick your time and place. I will add one thing on that just whilst I think of it, and that is do not do these meetings on a Friday afternoon. It is soul destroying for many employees to have these meetings with their managers, and you don't want to send them off for the weekend feeling terrible about the conversation you've just had. So an extra tip there is do not do these things last thing on a Friday, no matter how much you think it's a great idea to do it right before the weekend for you personally. It's not great for the employee involved. Tip number three is be really clear. Now, the trick here is that you need to remove the emotion out of the conversation as much as you possibly can. Whether you're feeling angry, frustrated, disappointed, or any other emotion, having this emotion bubble up and come through during the conversation will cloud your judgment about how the meeting is going, and it will also make the message that you're trying to convey less clear, a bit hazy. So you want to remove as much emotion as you can. You want to deal with the actual issue at hand, not everything else that suddenly started to become an issue and a problem for you. You want to deal with the core of the issue. And if you can stick to very clear facts and examples that the employee can relate to where possible, and factual information with no emotion involved. So it might be dealing with statistics or timing or conversations that have been had or parts of their performance that you've witnessed and observed. So you want to stick to the facts. And what's important here is that dealing with the actual issue is the first priority, and you want to be really clear about what the issue is. Is it what they said? Is it how they said it? Is it the process that they're going through? What's the actual issue? And how does this issue affect you, affect the rest of the team, and affect the business or the wider organization? You need to really make it clear how whatever's happening is impacting others, because that allows the employee to put themselves in those people's shoes and see how their actions may in fact be impacting others. So step number three, or tip number three, is to be really, really clear. Now, number four is one that is easy to forget or miss, and that is that you need to listen. It is entirely possible that the individual you're talking to has no idea that they've done anything wrong, or that they've upset anyone, or that the way they approach things is coming across perhaps not how they intended. So as always, seek first to understand. Ask them questions. Allow them time to process what it is that you've said and then respond. This is where you might really need to remain calm, and sometimes this is a bit we tend to rush through just because we've said what we need to say and we want to get out of here and get this sorted. But it's really, really important that you take a pause and listen to what the person is trying to say. You want to try and really remain calm throughout this and listen to how they're feeling, what they're saying that they are experiencing, and their understanding of the situation as you've just explained it. Because as I said, it may very well be the case that the actual receiving of what they've done was never the intention. And if there's no intent, then they're probably feeling really, really awful and not understanding how this has led to where you're at. So really importantly, listen and hear what they're saying and hear from their perspective what they're experiencing, what they're feeling, and their take on what you've just told them. So tip number four is to listen. Tip number five is to be solutions focused. Do not go into these meetings with no clue what you want the resolution to be, because how do you expect an employee who had no idea what you were about to discuss come up with all the solutions for you? You need to go in with a very clear and focused ideal outcome. So you want to go in with an idea of what you want to see different or changed or resolved. But at the same time, I really want you to be flexible with the employee, because if they have walked into this with a misunderstanding, they may very well have a different solution, and listen to their potential solution, because it might even be better than yours. Or it might be that the solution needs to be different to what you first thought, now that you've understood where the employee is at with all of this. So be solutions focused, go in there with an ideal solution, but really be focused on coming out of there with a solution that's going to work for both of you. So the five top tips that I've just listed there were to be courageous, pick your time and place, be really clear, listen, and be solutions focused. And I'm going to give you a bonus tip, because I think this is actually really important in actually finishing off the conversation. And the bonus tip I have for you is to loop back. So once you've located this solution and all is said and done and you're finishing up the meeting, what I want you to really do is recap. I want you to recap what the issue was or is, how it's impacting you or the rest of the team or the business or your customers, whoever this issue is affecting, what solution you've now all agreed to come to, and what's next. Will you be reviewing how this is going? Will you have a further meeting to check in with each other in the next week or month? Have a step beyond this so that it doesn't spiral again. So bonus tip is to loop back. Now, I'm willing to bet that if you can implement this list of tips when you're needing to have difficult conversations, even if it's not all of them, but some of them, but I think if you can follow all of these, it means you're going to come out of these tough conversations with a lot more clarity, a stronger outcome, and a much calmer yourself and the employee involved. Because the worst case scenario is that you come out of these meetings feeling worse than how you went in, with no solution, no resolution, no outcome, and no idea how things are going to suddenly fix themselves, aside from the fact that you've just told the employee what's actually wrong. So if you can follow these tips, you're going to make these conversations easier. It's also going to relieve some pressure on yourself when you go into these meetings to have this framework. So to have this to follow in the meeting, and even have some notes written on each of the steps, so that you've got a framework to follow, so you're not flying by the seat of your pants when you're in the meeting, and you're able to be really thorough and present and focused on what you're trying to achieve. So if you can follow those tips, I'm certain that you're going to have greater success. And the number one thing I encourage you is not to put off having these conversations. The risk of doing that is that it's going to permanently damage the relationship between your employee and yourself, and they could be fantastic if they only knew what was wrong. So please don't delay having these conversations. It is your responsibility as the business owner, as the leader or the manager, to be the one to have to toughen up and have the conversations, even when you want to run in the other direction. So to recap, follow these top tips. And they are: be courageous. You're going to have really the courage to lead right now. Pick your time and place. Do not do this on a Friday afternoon or in the kitchen over a coffee. Book a time. Have the time available. Be clear about what is actually going wrong. Remove the emotion and let them know how it's affecting whoever it is that it's affecting. Listen to how they feel. Get an understanding of where they're coming from and their perception of what's going on here. Be solutions focused, go in with an ideal solution and be ready to be flexible around that, but know that you want to come out of this meeting with some sort of resolution. And loop back, recap what you've discussed in the meeting, and have a plan of action as to what is going to happen from here. Now, I hope that's been useful and a really practical exercise that you can take away and apply in your business. I know that you didn't get into business to have these conversations, and hopefully they're a rarity for you. But unfortunately in business, what I know is that from time to time, we're all in a situation where we do have to have these chats with team members. It is just an inevitable part of having a business and having a team. To make it a little bit easier for you, I have created a free download for you, which is an easy to follow infographic detailing these top tips to having tough discussions. And if you head over to peoplepoweredbusiness.com and click on episode number 18, you'll be able to grab that free download. And that might be a great tool to actually have with you in the meeting, so that you can just follow through these tips right there and then, to allow you to be really focused on that meeting. So again, peoplepoweredbusiness.com, episode number 18. Now, if you've enjoyed today's episode or any of the episodes of the podcast, I would absolutely love it if you would be kind enough to take the time to give us a review over on Apple iTunes. It's really helpful to know what people are enjoying, which episodes are really resonating. And of course, if you have any questions, you can leave that there on the review as well, and I'd read that and be able to answer that question or cover that topic in one of the upcoming episodes. So if you're able to do that, that would be fantastic. I would so appreciate it. Thank you for joining me here on the People Powered Business Podcast today. It's been a pleasure having you here, and I look forward to joining you next week. Have an awesome week.